All right, I am Bob Brumfield with Patterson Practices.
And this is Erwin Vanderveld, also with Patterson Practices.
And welcome to the second part of our little series that is how to build a Prism application. And the first part, we actually talked about basically the basic structure and added our first module, although it didn't do much. So in this one, we'll extend that and actually make it do something and produce something interesting. If you remember the scenario, our scenario was to actually add in two search aggregator for two services, the Dig service as well as the Twitter service. We started with building a shell, which is going to be the basic template or layout for the application. And then we added our first module, which would be the Dig module, and then we connected it with kind of the Prism infrastructure. But we didn't actually have implementation underneath it. So now we're going to go ahead and implement the shell and add the basic layout. And add in the first dig view, although it'll be a simple one to start with. All right, so the first thing we're going to do is flush out our shell, or the basic template for the application. And in this case, that shell was defined, if you recall, from the first series, the shell.xaml. So let's open that up. And you'll see that this starts off as any normal user control in Silverlight does, which it has a user control and a grid. So I'm going to restyle this a little bit, make it look a little better, and I'm going to cut and paste some styling that I had previously prepared to make this go a little bit faster. And all this is doing is setting the background color to the color you see here, and it's saying that we're going to have two rows in this particular grid. Now, I need to set the places up that I need to put the content. So if you recall from the very beginning, the search application is going to have a top portion, which will have the collect the search information, and the bottom portion that will hold the search results. So on the top portion, I'm going to use a content control. So a content control is just a control that can contain other controls. And this content control, I'm going to put in grid row equal 0. And for some styling effects, I'm just going to put a little margin on this to make it look a little better. And this will take the search results. And then the second control I want to add, I'll actually add it from the toolbar. It's the tab control. Since we want multiple results, we're going to use a control that can contain multiple items. And I'll move this to where it needs to be, right here. And this I'll put in grid.row equal 1. And I will also add a margin to this as well, margin equal 3. All right, so now we've set up our areas in terms of which controls we want and what content we want to set those controls, but we need to find some way to allow these to be visible to any of the modules that want to put views into them. And one approach would be, of course, to let each module talk specifically to this shell and know specifically which control it needs to push things into, and it could probably figure that out. But that's really coupling tightly from the module to the shell. And we don't want to have coupling that tightly, particularly in that direction. So what we use instead is something that's in the Prism library called a region. And you can think of a region as a named placeholder for where regions are going to go. And then modules can find that placeholder by name and push items into it. So to do this, we're going to first set up a reference to the namespace that we need to be using. And this is the composite presentation namespace, and I'll put that here. All right, so this is in the composite presentation, that's part of the Prism libraries, and it's the regions piece. And then I'm going to add a region for the tab control. So I will say regions, region manager dot region name. And I'm going to call this particular name search region, because this is where we want the search results to go. And here, I'll do regions.regionManager.regionName. And this will be results region. And forgot the S here, so there we go. And so now the results region is associated with the tab control, and the search region is associated with the content control. So now when the Prism libraries start up and the shell is loaded, Prism will find these regions and register them so in a way that the modules will be able to find them. So now that we have this, we can move on and actually put a view in from the module and show how that will be composed into the shell.
Now that we've created the regions, we can put a view into it. So I'm going to create a view in the dig module. And just to start off, I'm just going to create a placeholder view, which is just doesn't do anything. We're going to provide the implementation later. This one's called the dig search results view. It's going to eventually will display the search results from the dig query. Now, just to provide some visualization, I'll add some text here. Block that says dig it. All right. So this thing will show up if we put it in a region. So how do you put a view into a region? Now, there are several ways to do this. You can either use what we call view discovery or view injection. And the first technique I'm going to use is called view discovery. So if I want to add my view to a region, I need to have access to one of the services from Prism, which is called the region manager. Now, the easiest way to get access to it is to have it injected into the dig module through its constructor. So I'll add a constructor. And I will tell the constructor that I need the region manager. Region. And of course, I need to store it somewhere. So region manager equals region manager. So the dependency injection that Prism relies on very heavily will create the dig module for us. And since the region manager implementation was already registered through the in the dependency injection container, which is Unity in this case, it will automatically inject the right region manager instance into this thing. So now we can use this region manager to interact with regions. As I mentioned before, there are two ways of doing this. And the way that I'm going to show you now is by setting up a relationship between the name of the region, which was results region, as you might recall, and the type of view that I would like to get in there. So I will say this.regionManager.registerViewWithRegion, and I will pass in the region name, which was results region. And here I can pass in the type of the region that I would like to have instantiated whenever this region gets displayed. And this will be the dig search results view. So if I run it, you will see that the results region has shown up in a tab control here. Now, what has actually happened is that the region, when it gets created, will look into the region content registry, which has been created underwater, and it will find that the region has a type associated with it, and the type is the view that we just added, and it will automatically instantiate the view and add it to the region. So that's why it's called view discovery, because the region itself is discovering the things that are registered against it.
All right, so that's basically the view discovery and how you set up regions and add views to it from modules. Next, we're going to talk a little bit more about the implementation details of the view itself. And then we'll get into interesting things like views and view models, as well as dependency injection. So join us next time. We'll see you soon.